What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Oh, gentlemen, so many of you dropped this in the comment section. You guys made sure to get my attention with this one. Just like last weekend's video, I love it when you guys do that. I truly love it. Now, gentlemen, once again, it does not matter what a man's title, what his position, what his station in life is. All men are capable of putting on the mask, just like the man in this article that was published on the 24th of April. Award-winning chef fatally beat his wife with his bare hands and a variety of other objects. Gentlemen, to say that this man decided to go absolutely primal would be an understatement. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! A renowned Massachusetts chef arrested in connection with his wife's offlining allegedly told police he beat her with his bare hands, feet, and other objects, according to authorities. Jeffrey McDonald, 36, was arrested following the slaying of his wife in Amherst, Massachusetts, on Wednesday, April 22nd, the Northwestern District Attorney's Office said in a statement. Emma, 31, was found deleted in a hotel room following what officials believed was a quote-unquote violent assault by her husband, CBS Boston reported, citing a police report. In the police report, which was further cited by the Boston Globe, authorities allege Jeffrey told them he had, quote unquote, the intent to offline her. Put a major pin right there. He also allegedly said he beat her with his bare hands, his feet, and a variety of other objects per the report. Jeffrey was arrested after officers responded to a report of an emergency inside of room 413 at Hotel UMass, according to the Boston Globe. Once at the scene, officers encountered Jeffrey and a violent struggle ensued where he allegedly threw objects at officers, reportedly striking one of them. The outlet added, citing the report. Both Jeffrey and Emma were employees at UMass Amherst. Emma's job at the university was not immediately clear, though the school confirmed to people that the McDonald's were both employees at the time of the incident. Jeffrey is also an award-winning chef who won the 2025 Chef of the Year title by the American Culinary Federation. He has been charged with one count of termination and one count of assaulting a police officer, according to the Northwestern District Attorney's Office. He pleaded not guilty to the charge. A judge ordered he be held without bail, per the District Attorney's Office. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, once again, this guy went absolutely feral. He went primal. Do you understand the level of rage that a man has to have in order to just beat someone to death with his hands and feet? Yeah. 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 Wow. However, the real question is, what drove him to such an extreme amount of rage? I'm only going to speculate. They both worked at the college. Now, we do know that women in education tend to go for younger men at the schools. We've seen this with predatory women going after minor men. She's 31. That tends to be within that prime range for a lot of women to decide, you know what, I'm going to start going after younger men. Once again, this is all pure speculation on my part. But we also have to look at his actions. What could he have found out about her that drove him into such a mad, furious rage? My money is on he found that she was cheating on him. Had to be. Had to be. I think that's the only thing that she could have done that would have driven him to such an extreme level of violence, to where he said, yes, I beat her with my bare hands and feet and other objects. Yeah, gentlemen, I think we could all agree she had to have been cheating on him, and he found out. But once again, that is purely and totally my own speculation. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a hotel room. Gotta give that a 5. Method of execution. The harmful hands and the fatal feet. I'm giving that a 50. Psychological impact. The fact that not only did he beat her with his bare hands, he fought the cops too. So I'm going to give that a 70. And for the brutality factor. Once again, gentlemen, the level of extreme rage it takes for you to literally offline somebody with your bare hands. Yeah, I'm going to give the brutality factor a 55. So Jeffrey, the Mauler McDonald, gets a score of 180. Ladies, you need to understand something about us men. Just because society has done everything in its power to try to restrain men, to try to get us, how can I put this, wussified, trying to drain the testosterone out of us, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Because when a man is thoroughly enraged, the limits, yeah, they come off. The chains of restraint are broken. That limiter that we have, yeah, it's gone. This man obviously saw nothing but red when dealing with her. So yeah, he got what we would call that hysterical strength, and he directed it towards her. She became the bane of his life. Or he found out something so extreme that, yes, he completely and totally snapped. What it is, hopefully, he will tell the world. However, at this point, we just have to assume he found out that she was cheating or something so foul that he felt so betrayed that, yes, he hulked the hell out. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think could have driven this man to such an extreme amount of rage and primal fury? Leave it in the comment section. But once again, ladies, this is another example of a man who decided, you know what? I found something out about you that so enraged me that, guess what? I no longer care about the consequences of my actions. So I'm going to act. So you women better understand this. You better understand this crystally clear. The power that whatever secret you have, you think is going to be kept. You better understand this, ladies. That power will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continually restrain themselves while you disrespect him or keep secrets from him that he eventually finds out, that thought process is going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, men are already wound too damn tight by this society and you. And all it's going to take is for that man to finally snap. And when he goes, guess what? The destruction that we men are capable of, yeah, this woman found out firsthand, because more than likely, she believed he was a meek, mild man. When you look at his picture, he looks like a meek, mild man. But guess what? We still have that caveman instinct in us. That's never going to go away. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.